Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Where the gun play, rain all day. Nah, nah, nah. Some got jobs and some sell yay. Others just smoke it all day.
I don't know this one.
It's called St. Lou by Nelly.
Okay. All right.
Double,
all right.
Double dip in there.
Nelly and the St. Lunatics.
Right.
All right. I get it. Nelly is coming to AmFam Field Friday, June 27th. Go to thefanmilwaukee.com right now to enter for your chance to win tickets. Three-time Grammy Award winner, Nelly. That's Brewers Rockies Friday, June 27th. And real quick, before we get to Matt Polly here, just point of clarification. My Uncle Dick, official beer vendor of the Mason Crosby Show, he was an usher at Mecca Arena in the 70s and early 80s, not a vendor, so he was an usher. He was a beer vendor at County Stadium from 77 to 84, and then he started up again at Miller Park in 2004. Mm. So he hasn't been straight a vendor for 50 years, but he has seen it all.
Seems like he's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He is a dog for sure. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder and Ellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. Matt Polly from KMOX, host of Sports Open Line and part of the Cardinals Radio Network, former member of the Brewers Radio Network. Matt, thanks for jumping on today.
You bet. There's a lot going on, right? You bring me in with Nelly. You got stories about your uncle vending for 50 years. It's just a lot going on right now.
You know what? It's that's what we do here on the Mason Crosby Show, especially when Mason's not here. I am like chasing squirrels. Like anyone could say anything to me at any time, and I will go down that rabbit hole, and I will go veer off that exit. So I thank you for focusing me on Brewers, Cardinals, and the Major League Baseball season. First of all, just like an update on you, like how's everything going in St. Louis? How's the I know you've been there for a few years, and obviously you're familiar with St. Louis, but how is it being part of the Cardinals Radio Network compared to when you were in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I grew up in St. Louis, so it was a chance for me to get back home. I really treasure my time in Milwaukee, and talking to Brewers fans every night when I was doing the post game show. That's something that was a great part of my career. But being able to get back to St. Louis, where I grew up, and covering a team like the Cardinals with the history of the club, it's been wonderful. So I'm very happy to be here. And to be on a station like KMOX, for people who know kind of the history of radio,
yep.
KMOX is one of the great radio stations of all time. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad to be here, but I'm also glad the folks like you remember that I was once in Wisconsin. I get a chance to talk to Wisconsin folks every once in a while.
Absolutely, and it's great to catch up, and I think most, especially sports fans, absolutely Brewers fans, everybody remembers your work here, and we thank you for that. And so let's dive right into the Cardinals this year. I don't know if this was supposed to be a rebuilding year or just like a lost teardown year. But the Cardinals at second place in the Central, half a game ahead of the Brewers, five behind the Cubs, two out of the wild card. What's gone right for the Cardinals this year?
Yeah, I think that it's from the beginning. It was weird because they held this press conference at the end of the season last year, and they basically said this was going to be a transition year because it's going to be John Mozeliak's final season as the president of baseball operations, and that's when they announced Chaim Bloom would be taking over, and they would be putting all of their resources, or almost all of their resources, towards completely redoing player development. And they spent the offseason hiring all these people and building stuff and just completely redoing the way that player development works in the organization. So that was the focus of the offseason, but they also had a bunch of kind of younger guys that had never really had the opportunity to just be the guys for the Cardinals. And they moved on from Paul Goldschmidt. They didn't pick up his option. Guys like Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn, they moved on from those guys as well. And the idea was that
Lars Nootbaar, Brendan Donovan, and Mason Wynn, and folks like that were going to be given an opportunity. Now, a Sonny Gray, a Wilson Contreras, they each were basically given the options to have trades pursued, and they said they wanted to stay in St. Louis. They tried to trade Nolan Arenado, and they could not find a taker where it would just work in terms of a team that he was willing to go for. They almost traded him to Houston, but he blocked that trade with his no-trade clause. So I mean, the short answer to this is a bunch of younger guys have basically stepped up in a pretty big way, where all of a sudden the Nootbaars and the Donovans and guys like that have put together really nice seasons. And then you have middle-of-the-order bats like Wilson Contreras and Ivan Herrera who are playing well. And I always thought this was a possibility because last season – they were not a bad team. They were an above 500 team, and they didn't really lose much. They lost Paul Goldschmidt, who didn't do anything last year. They lost some back-of-the-rotation guys, but almost by luck, the offense had to be better than it was last season, and they were in a playoff position for a lot of last season. So I was saying this all offseason. This isn't revisionist history by me. I always thought this team was going to be better than people thought they were going to be.
Matt Pauly joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thundernellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. It's June 12th, and June 12th is, you know, almost 2.5 months into a six-month season. Is this the Cardinals team you expect for the rest of the year? Do you expect this team to be, you know, a pretty decently competitive team? Is there a chance it gets better? Is there a chance things revert back to kind of what that expectation might have been at the end of last year?
Yeah, that's the big question. I think it's going to be a roller coaster all year because you've got these unproven guys. And like for example, they just had a 9-game homestand and they won 3 games. They went 3-6. Right now, they've lost 4 in a row and they just got swept by the Blue Jays. That was coming off a period where they're basically the best team in baseball over a 3-week period. I don't know if the extreme shifts are going to be that large, but I do think there's going to be periods of really good baseball. I think there's going to be periods of not so great baseball where they frustrate the living heck out of Cardinals fans. And at the end of the season, I think it's going to be a team that's in playoff contention. I don't know if that's good enough for them to be a playoff team. I don't know if they're good enough to compete for the top of the division, but I think where they're at right now in terms of the standings is probably where they're going to be at when all is said and done.
Matt Pauly joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. The St. Louis Cardinals in town tonight to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't know how much of a chance you get to watch. You know, you're there every day. And how much, not necessarily the Brewers, but like how much of a chance do you get to pay attention to the rest of Major League Baseball when you are like in so entwined in a radio network for a team?
Yeah, I don't sit there unless the Cardinals have an off day. I'm not sitting there watching entire games of other teams. When the Cardinals game is over, I always make sure to have another game on my monitor just going that I keep an eye on. I read every single day out of all the NL Central cities. And the Brewers are the team that I keep up with the second most behind the Cardinals just because of my time there. I have a vested interest in that team. So the Brewers are definitely the team that I follow the second most after the Cardinals.
So then you must be aware of it's not Mike Mizzanelli of the Real World and WWE fame, but it is Jacob Mizorowski making his Major League debut that I know a lot of Brewers fans are really excited about tonight. What's it like when a kid's making his, you know, Major League debut, especially when he's one of the top prospects, not just in your organization, but in all of baseball? Like, what kind of juice does that bring to the stadium?
Yeah, it's great. You know, Jack Aglione just made his Major League debut against the Cardinals this past week with Kansas City, and it was awesome being at the ballpark that day and seeing a guy who looks like he's going to be a star. And forever and ever, I'm going to remember the fact that I was in the ballpark when Jack Aglione made his Major League debut. I think it's the same thing here. You've got the top pitching prospect in the Brewers organization, a guy who really throws hard. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like he knows where he's throwing it, but this guy throws really, really hard, and there's no reason not to expect him to have a really good career. So this is fun. This is great. We'll see. And the Cardinals, historically, don't do great in these type of situations. Guys making their Major League debuts, for whatever reason, historically, the Cardinals don't perform well against them. So from my standpoint, I hope that changes tonight. But if you love baseball and if you're excited about the young stars that are coming up, why wouldn't you be excited about seeing one of these guys make his debut?
Absolutely. Matt Pauly joining us here on the Fan. We're in the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. You mentioned that the Cardinals come in losing four in a row. Well, the Braves just came in here losing seven in a row and took two of three from the Brewers. And so I don't know that immediate past lack of success really means anything. These two teams are looking up at the Cubs in the standings. And I know that that hurts both of our fan bases. What have you seen from the Cubs so far this year? They look like they're legit. They look like their pitching might be a little questionable, but their offense certainly is not. What do you think about this Cubs team?
They're good, really good team, good offense. You look at their big offseason acquisition in Kyle Tucker. He's got almost a 900 OPS. He's doing exactly what they thought he would do. Their issues earlier on in the season basically was based out of the bullpen. It seems like they have shored up that bullpen a little bit. They're getting better performances. I think with Craig Counsell there, and you think about his history in Milwaukee, they always got the bullpen put together in Milwaukee as the year went along. So I hate to say it. You're right. It's painful for both Cardinals and Brewers fans. On paper, clearly the Cubs are the best team in the division. Does that mean that the Cardinals or the Brewers can't catch them? No, it doesn't mean that at all. And I think they've played a little bit above their skis. They've held the best record in the National League for a portion of the season this year. I don't think they're the best team in the National League by any stretch of the mind, but they're a very good team. And I think saying anything but is not being completely truthful about who they are in Chicago.
Being joined by Matt Pauly, KMOX, Cardinals Radio Network. Pauly, it's Tommy here, and I want to ask you about this St. Louis Cardinals team. And really, the Brewers' offense has been struggling as of late. Talk about the pitching for St. Louis. Specifically, you have some great starting pitching coming with Sonny Gray starting things off. And then later on in the bullpen, what is the strength of the Cardinals pitching staff right now that the Milwaukee Brewers should be concerned about?
That's an interesting question, because it's a staff from both a starting standpoint and a relief standpoint that just doesn't have a whole lot of swing and miss. Sonny Gray will get some strikeouts, and Ryan Helsley will get some strikeouts. But outside of that, they don't strike a lot of guys out. And that's why that matchup with Toronto was such a bad matchup for this team, because Toronto just makes contact over and over and over again. So what Cardinals pitchers, it's kind of a crapshoot sometimes with Cardinals pitchers, because they're going to give up soft contact. If they're also giving up hard contact, they're in trouble if that soft contact is going through. So Sonny Gray is the exception to this. He's having a really, really good season. Now, the one caveat on him, historically, just in his couple years with the Cardinals, he has not been as good on the road as he's been at home. He's on a really good run right now. His last road start was very good. So for Cardinals fans, hopefully that does continue. And then for Ryan Helsley, his last three appearances are all blown saves. So he's kind of in a downturn right now. It's pretty amazing. If you look at the numbers on Helsley, his four-seam fastball, hitters are hitting better than 400 against it. That's a pitch that he throws one. He can get up to 102, and it's a lot of it has to do with him throwing it middle. But even when you throw 102 middle, it shouldn't have a 400 batting average against. But I think hitters are sitting on it. He hasn't been throwing the slider for strikes. The slider, when he does throw it for a strike, still really effective. Less than a 100 average against it, but he's not getting it into the zone enough. So pitching, especially here recently where they've lost the four in a row and six of nine, pitching has been a little bit of a question. Now, before that, what was happening was Cardinals pitchers were locating with just extreme efficiency. And when you have pitch to contact guys, you have to locate. So it's really simple. I know this is a long answer, but it's really simple. If Cardinals pitchers are locating their pitches, they're going to be successful. If they're not locating pitches, they're not.
And you mentioned Ryan Helsley, and I just noticed that his whip on the season is over 1.5, which is like that jumped off the page to me. I'm assuming most of that is just based on the past three appearances and three blown saves.
Not
necessarily. I mean, it's not going to be that high from that, but I'm guessing it's jumped up with those. But that's still a pretty high number.
Yeah, so actually it really has it. On May 31st, he had on May 28th, he had a 1.5 whip right where it's at right now. and that was before the back-to-back-to-back blown saves. He had a month of May where he went 9 of 9 and saved his opportunities, and his WHIP was still around 1.5 at the end of May.
Wow. That's playing with fire, right? Yeah. He's putting a lot of runners on base.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so he's made 24 appearances this year, and he's given up at least one hit in all but 6 or 7 of those appearances.
So not a lot of clean innings for the closer. That is playing with fire, I think, and that's what shows with the last 3 appearances, right?
Yeah, he'll give up that leadoff hit, and all of a sudden in a 1-run game, they'll find a way for that hit to come around and score. Now, the game against the Dodgers that he blew the save on, it was soft contact. Like, you didn't walk out of that one feeling bad about Helsley because he had some bad luck go against him. But, like, the most recent game against Toronto, he gives up a home run. It was a legit thing. So that's what a lot of people are trying to figure out right now. He had a slow start to the season. His ERA was at 4.5 through the first 3 or 4 appearances. He had a really bad performance against Boston right at the beginning of April. And they kind of cleaned him up after that. But then here recently, it's been a combination of bad luck and also, giving up legit hits.
Follow Matt Pauly on social media at Matt Pauly on air. Matt, anything you're looking forward to in Milwaukee? Do you have any, will you find some time to visit any old haunts or check out any restaurants or spots that you enjoyed going to during your time here?
You know what? So I'm not on this trip, so
okay,
I won't
got
be
it.
There.
Okay.
But
They don't bring you to the when they go to Milwaukee. Like, don't they know you know Milwaukee?
I've come in a couple times since it's a little hit or miss when I do trips. But I, from a food perspective, there are so many things I miss about Milwaukee, and there's a lot of things I miss. But food is right. Food and people are right there at the top of the list.
Nice. Well, you are welcome anytime, and the next time you get in, would love to grab a bite to eat or a beverage or whatever that might look like, a favorite coffee shop, whatever. Matt Pauly, KMOX, host of Sports Open Line and part of the Cardinals Radio Network. Matt, thank you so much for taking the time today.
You bet. Anytime. It's great to be on and great to talk to folks in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Matt, thanks so much for the time. That is Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line on KMOX. And kind of like Matt said, like, if you are a radio, you don't even need to be a radio knucklehead.
Right.
Like, KMOX is one of those heritage radio stations, one of those heritage call letters that's just like an all-timer that it's like, and it's in the middle of the country. So I think it's probably a 50,000 watt in all directions. You could pick up KMOX in Milwaukee at times. You could pick up KMOX certainly in Chicago. You could pick it up in Ohio. You could pick it up in Iowa. You could pick it up in Nebraska. It's why, it's just one of those stations that you can get everywhere.
I'm willing to say that when I think of call letters, it's the first radio station I think of.
Wow, okay.
Like, I don't even know how deep I go into my bag on the rest of them, but that one is, like, as soon as I heard it for the first time, and you know how long it's been around and how impactful it was to baseball as well, like, this is, that's the first radio station I think of. And I don't know if you knew this, Mitch, but in, like, early broadcast history, when baseball games were being broadcasted on the radio, they were actually not in stadiums. They were getting Morse-coded from the stadium.
And they were using, like, wood, sound effects.
Yeah, they would smack pieces of wood together to resemble, like, a hit being happening or whatever. And they would, from the Morse code that was getting sent back to the radio station, they would, like, put on a show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, in the radio station.
Yep. Obviously, we're all familiar with Jack Buck, longtime KMOX voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, passed away in 2002. He, of course, is
Joe Buck's
dad. I had no idea that Jack Buck was born in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Mm.
Obviously spent much of his life in St. Louis, Missouri, and just, again, one of those voices that you heard all over the country because KMOX had that type of reach. So our thanks to Matt Pauly for jumping on. Sounds like things are going really well for him. And the next time he's in Milwaukee, it sounds like I owe him lunch. Let's keep the conversation going. We did have Andy Herman on, and we did some crosstalk today, but we didn't really talk about Mecole Hardman. So we got to talk about Mecole Hardman because all of a sudden somebody wants to make a football roster, right? Somebody didn't just show up to be a practice player. Somebody showed up to make an NFL roster. So we got to talk about that. Drew Wagner at 10 o'clock. We're going to talk about Aaron Judge today. And we'll get back into the NBA Finals as well here on the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thundernellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.